This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. You don't have to be in the real estate business to know that space in New York is expensive. That's partly because there isn't all that much space available. So what's a developer to do? Get creative and look for more efficient ways of using space that may have been overlooked. Sally Herships has more.
Preston Pusick is an entrepreneur. His specialty is using real estate efficiently. He tried a project with yoga studios.
Before work, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., they're packed. And after work, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., they're packed. But in the middle of the day, there's just like tons of downtime.
There was an exploration with hotels.
When the hotel guests were out during the day, you could potentially use those spaces for others who needed to host private meetings.
I already see the drawback in that. Then, during a trip to Japan, when he was jet-lagged and just looking for a place to get some Wi-Fi, he had a brainstorm.
Restaurants are closed in New York all day. Like, why can't we do that?
Pusick says there are more than 2,000 restaurants in New York City that don't serve lunch. Why not rent out all those empty tables as co-working spaces, which is exactly what his new startup, Spacious, does. Then it shares profits with the restaurant. Clark Wolf is a food and restaurant consultant. He says new income is something to seriously consider, but he says there are also concerns. Theft.
It's amazing what people will steal from a restaurant. They will take a picture that's been bolted to the wall.
But Wolf says there are bigger problems, like insurance premiums that could go up when a restaurant that's usually empty the day turns into a full one. And while some of those workers could stick around and order a burger, Wolf says that might not be as profitable as it sounds.
There are only two kinds of customers, regular customers and people you're trying to make into regular customers.
And daytime co-workers don't necessarily turn into regular nighttime diners. But Spacious is signing up restaurants. At DBGB in downtown Manhattan, the walls are lined with wine bottles and copper pots. In the open kitchen, cooks are shucking corn, roasting carrots, and a giant pot of duck bones is becoming stock. There are no cubicles or fluorescent lights. Angela Pham says this is her third day using Spacious.
You can actually see the bar from where you're sitting.
Yeah, it's a really nice view.
There are a lot of places to co-work, but restaurants all have different looks. And Pusick says when you change your environment, it can lead to creativity, even an idea for a new startup. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
And JPMorgan Chase is giving 18,000 employees a raise. In an op-ed in the New York Times today, CEO Jamie Dimon says the bank will raise its minimum wage from $10.15 an hour to between $12 and $16.50 an hour over the next 3 years. In Washington, I'm Amy Scott with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.